50 days to go, and this is a nice occasion. I sense a sort of, you know, an opportunity to remind people lots of other great traditions about the city as well as sport in you know, tied up in these little medals.
Well, that's right. As you say, 50 days to go till we host the IAAF World Championships again here in Birmingham. And today we are unveiling the medal, the medals that will be won by the successful athletes in the championship. And the medals have been designed by a student at Birmingham's Jewellery School, Mena Jones. And she's come up with a tremendous design that incorporates some of the buildings here in Birmingham city centre. So it's a medal that really reflects the city of Birmingham, and I'm sure the winning athletes will be very proud to take this back to their home countries with them. And of course, the medals themselves have been made here in the Jewellery Quarter, right in the heart of Birmingham. So made and designed here in the city.
So is this the sort of opportunity that when you have these big sporting events here to remind people, you know, well, Birmingham is not just about sport, and these events are not just about sport. We remind people what else we do.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely the case. Obviously, we're going to have 3 days of international sport, the world's best athletes here in Birmingham. But it also will be a huge economic boost to the city across the 3 days of the weekend. And of course, it's another opportunity for us to present this city and its people to the world and demonstrate to the world what this city is about and what we can do.
I know that you're very proud of these big events, and World Athletics is a big deal in its own right. I remember it from here 15 years ago. And now we have the Commonwealth Games coming on after that, which, you know, I know that's a much, you know, sense bigger event with lots of different sports and venues, whatever else. But is the sort of a line that, you know, this is these are kind of preparations for that, or they, you know, there are things to learn out of all these events towards that?
Oh, there's always something to learn. Every time we host a major national or international sporting event here in Birmingham, we've done lots of them. We always learn something new. We like to pride ourselves that we can present these events better than anywhere else in the world. And certainly in Arena Birmingham, we have the best indoor venue for athletics anywhere in the world. There'll be a tremendous atmosphere inside the venue for the championships, and the athletes will get a tremendous experience from coming here and competing in Birmingham. And I know from speaking to athletes myself, but they do love coming to Birmingham, whether it's the outdoor Diamond League at Alexander Stadium or indeed the indoor championships here in the arena. But not only something to learn, of course, people get to see this city, and a very warm welcome that the people of Birmingham always extend out to people who come to this city for these sorts of events. And our expertise now in hosting major international sporting events will feed directly into the fantastic opportunity we have in hosting the Commonwealth Games in 2022. We have to make sure not only that we maximise the opportunity that presents to the city, but also set out the ambition to host the best ever Commonwealth Games in 2022.
Yes, and I heard, I mean, there's two things there, which if I may just quickly pick up on, because I mean, I heard a lot of the, for example, the council debate yesterday, and you know, to summarise a lot of what people were saying, I don't hear anybody saying we're hostile to the idea of having games per se or big sporting events, whatever they are. But in this particular economic climate, you've already mentioned the word economic, is that a harder sell? Are you finding it a harder sell to the public? We know the Birmingham public have got behind these big events before in big numbers. Are people coming to you and saying, well, you know, this is great, but we got other priorities as well? How are you making that? Getting that argument across the people.
It does become harder and harder to make the case for these sorts of things when the City Council is under such pressure for its with its revenue budget. But what we have to keep emphasising is these are not, they're fantastic sporting events, but they go beyond the sport itself. Yeah. You know, there's an opportunity here to present the city to the world. There's the economic boost from people coming around the world, not just the teams to compete, but the spectators that will come into the city to watch the event. Does give a huge economic boost to the city. So these things are expensive, but they are always value for money for the city, and of course it helps grow our economy. So I can't emphasize enough that the benefits that we get from things like the indoor championships and the Commonwealth Games in 2022, but also this is a major sporting city, Birmingham. We are known throughout the world for hosting now these major international sporting events, and one of the great things about this city is how the people of Birmingham get behind these events and turn out and support them, because I think by and large the people in this city do realise that playing on the international stage is important for the Birmingham economy and growing the Birmingham economy.
And are you still getting that feeling from people that they still want it, notwithstanding all those concerns?
I've had literally thousands of emails since it was announced that we would be hosting the Commonwealth Games in 2022. Not one of those emails has been negative. A number of them have questioned where the money's coming from. A number have asked for some validation that the city's going to benefit from the events. But none of them have outright said we just shouldn't be doing it.
Can you give that assurance? Can you say, you know, it's not going to. We're going to benefit overall from this, because lots of cities in the past with various things have wanted to do that and they haven't always succeeded. Are you sure?
Well, I think you only have to look back to Glasgow 2014 and Manchester 2002. When they hosted the Commonwealth Games, I would argue, actually, can trace back to 2002. That was the moment Manchester began claiming they were the second city. It was off the back of hosting the Commonwealth Games. We need to get that title back for this city, because we are genuinely the second city in the country, and the Commonwealth Games will give us the opportunity to do that. Glasgow benefited hugely from the economic boost that the Games gave to not only the city of Glasgow but the whole of Scotland, and we need to make sure that the region, the Midlands itself, benefits economically from hosting the Games, and that businesses here in the Midlands grow as a result of hosting the Games, and we create jobs.